ABC Radio Australia.
Mainstream media here inside Long Papua New Guinea, it got big plus silence. Now one plus long all this plus silence. Same long savelik leak long history long country. Dem Carol Kidwe talk long halivim all malmere long clear leak leak long all heavy PNG. It got now long sight long domestic violence. Now bright price. All reporter in must time now make him sample more research or walk pine him. Display can have in plenty online or sat is have behind in mainstream. Long reflect, now look back, long sample, long all display all heavy, na silence.
Always try to get that, you know, people to reflect too, backwards. Don't just now reflect backwards and try to understand how things were before, where we are now, how did we get to be here? You know? Now, if you think about it, the colonization in Papua New Guinea, it was extremely patriarchal. That society, that generation of outsiders who came in here, they were patriarchal families. It was a time when the women were at home as housewives and they did as they were told by their husbands. So a patriarchal society came in here, and that's what, you know, it reinforced perhaps concepts of patrilineal. But my observation was that women had power traditionally, and they've lost a lot of it.
M talk sample long all display silence where PNG walk long talk long in long sight long kalsa M display been come up before through before long tete obey all Mary is save looking all man all same head long family.
You know, because these patriarchal systems have come in on top of the patrilineal systems, and the patriarchy has been intensified. And the patriarchy traditionally was probably kind of different from the patriarchy in Western society. It's a whole lot of things. The effect of patriarchy and the colonization of Australia on the Aboriginal people of Australia. Yeah. And we've got to remember that when the colonizers came into Papua New Guinea, it was a very patriarchal society. They can't criticize us now. I think in some ways they were more patriarchal than PNG, because we had the matrilineal societies, women had power, we had, and as I said up there, in our household, in the village, the most powerful person was mum-in-law.
Dame Carolly talk display and sample along all something where PNG media in must time na look more long in where all young plateau he can show him appreciation or save long history blong country. And we talk more all same PNG in must save long all kind of culture blong him yet na no can larry more line other side long country long talking yumi long how yumi been stabbed before.
We're getting a misinterpretation of culture by sometimes allowing outsiders to define culture. And I'm probably seen as an outsider by some, but possibly that's made me more conscious of trying to analyse what am I in now. And I still don't pretend to understand, but the society we have now is very different from the society I married into in the 1960s. Yeah, very different. And so I've seen that change. And it worries me because, you know, say the Motu Society, they were a proud society. They weren't a beggar society. They never asked for things without doing something. Now it's become, you know, it's very sad. It's become a very different.
Emi talk long time. Emi been married. He come long place. Long Motu Kwaitabu community. He coming up long now. Emi looking big plus senis. Na emi talk all same politics. He playing big plus work. Long ting long old man Mary now all young plus. Emi like him by media, blong Papua New Guinea, he must save how all he can make him more walk pine him. Na write him story where he can look long all display kind all silence. Na how PNG he can halive him yet long straight him display all heavy.